Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
See, Mercury retrograde. I was actually speaking on mute. Good day, wherever you are on the planet. You're tuned into the one and only Luna Lounge. I'm speaking on mute, speaking to myself, thinking that the whole world is hearing me, and it's not the case. It is what it is. It's that time of the month, year, call it whatever, but we've got to blame somebody, right? Who none other but to blame but the Mercury retrograde. So welcome to the Luna Lounge show. I am live on LinkedIn. I am live on YouTube. I am live on Instagram. So welcome to the show. In a moment, I will be bringing up the chart for the moment, and we shall be looking at where the planetary positions are. If you're tuning in, if you're listening for the first time, this is a show which aims to inform, educate, enlighten, entertain in regards to astrology, cosmos, and its affairs here on planet Earth. So it's an astrological show, technically speaking. But welcome to the show, Faye. So those of you who are listening for the first time, tell a friend to tell a friend, tell your family and everybody else to listen, subscribe, like, comment, send questions, all of that. Let's get the show let's get the show going. Later on in the show, we got competition time. We do have a winner. It's been quite remarkable, some of the answers that came in, I tell you. We've got Tarot Card of the Week. I'll be doing that later on. I'll also be bringing up the chart for the moment. What is the weather like where you are? In London, nice and bright, nice sunny day, blue skies, but it's still somewhat chilly. Yeah. Well, that's the way I'm finding it anyway. So it is what it is. Shout out to Coco Brown 555. I quite like that one. welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. Shout out to Pretty. How you doing? Hope you are well. What is the weather like where you are, Pretty? Are you in Dubai? Are you, you know, let us know. Shout out to Jackie. Welcome to the show. Welcome all to the Lunar Lounge. Shout out to, what is that? F Bukhari. Welcome. Pretty, yeah, you're all on Instagram, so yeah, welcome to the show. Shout out to Michelle, shout out to Amy. Good morning, still dark here, making me think cloudy. Okay, all right, yeah, I know. I hear you, different time zones, you see. People are tuning in from various parts of the world. So, like I said, competition time, I'll be announcing the winner later on. Interesting answers, I must say. But yeah, we do have a winner. And I'll be posing another question again for another competition for next week. So, what has been on the news? I told you, I'm not listening to the news anymore. I'm not really watching TV at all these days. How do you like my hourly glass? Let's turn it on. Let's see if the show will finish in an hour. Saturn, Father Time at work here. what is the big news? Is there anything? What's Donald Trump up to? What's he been saying? Who's he threatening? What else is happening? I mean, it's the same old, isn't it? Everyone's complaining. I mean, I'm getting lots of my clients, like, what's happening? I'm like, what do you mean, what's happening? I mean, a lot of them are like, oh, yeah, you know, things are difficult, you know, business is not running. I'm like, oh, I think that's everywhere. Don't just think that's you. Don't take it personally. A lot of it, but some people are actually like making it big. I mean, there's always ups and downs, right? What's going up for one person is going down for another. It's really interesting how the planets, well, how life is. I mean, even not even aside from astrology, it's just how it is. Oh, Pretty's telling me back in London. Okay, so you're experiencing the nice blue sunny skies like I am, and the chilly weather, of course. Okay. Welcome back to London. Let's go back out to Dubai. Nice and warm all year round. What are we doing here? But it is what it is. Shout out to Angela Love. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. Shout out to Martina, also joined us here on the Instagram. Yeah, it's welcome to the show. Martina's letting me know it's sunny from sunny Paris. Okay. Is it chilly though in Paris? Martina? Is it not a little bit chilly? Or is that not the case? Let me know. I thought it would maybe be a little, but I suppose, well, France is warmer than UK, isn't it? I mean, you're closer to the equator, depending which part of France. It's southern France, so yeah, I'm sure, like Saint-Tropez. I'm sure it's all nice and up there. 15. Okay. Not really nice today. Oh, she's saying. Okay. 15 is not bad. 15 is not bad. Although, I mean, what's it in England anyway? I mean, I never checked this weather thing. It's on my phone. 14. So, but it's saying here partially cloudy. I mean, I'm looking at blue skies here coming through my window. What are they talking about? Yeah. Maybe these weather people need to get an astrologer. Apple. You need to get an astrologer on board. Might tell you a bit more, but be more accurate with the weather, maybe. Who knows? I'll be bringing up the charts in a moment. Anything else on the horizon? Anything major that seems to be happening? Not by much, Martinez letting me know. Okay, yeah. I mean, weather is weather. But things are warming up, and things really will be warming up starting from tomorrow, right? Because what's going to be happening tomorrow, people? We've got the spring equinox. So I'll be talking about that in a moment. Sun moving into 0 degrees, ingressing into 0 degrees of Aries. Yeah, we shall look at that. And what? Let's see what the season actually has in store. But mind you, I mean, with two retrogrades, Mercury and Venus currently moving retrograde. I mean, like, I don't know. Like I said, we got to go back before we go forward. Do remember, this show is brought to you by the one and only Magic Mind. Go get your Magic Mind. I always post the information in the information section on YouTube, also on any of the podcasts. By the way, do remember, this podcast can be heard on all podcast platforms. Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Google Podcasts. The Lunar Lounge is available. So you can go and get your Magic Mind. If you're feeling mentally fatigued, physically fatigued, this is a pick-you-upper, little shot. You just take half of this and you're good to go. And they've got the gummy bears. I need to get the link for the gummy bears so you guys can get the gummy bears of these. All natural. Yes, you want to get on that. What else I was going to say? Skip my mind all over the place. Mercury's retrograde. It'll come back. Memory recollection. Yeah, I got detailed files, just like the Terminator. Yeah. So, what else is coming up? Anything else that I want to talk about? Yeah, I can't remember now. But yeah, let's look at the chart for currently what's going on, and let's delve into it. Yeah, I was talking about the equinox, right? But I think I'll speak about that when I bring up the chart. So let me share my screen and let's see what's happening here. Voila, here we go. We got the moon right at the end of Scorpio, people. We got a Scorpio moon. Yeah. Could get a little bit intense. But mind you, I mean, the moon is trining the sun today. That's very good. I like that. A lot of water at the moment. A lot of the planets are in water. I mean, the moon's been in Scorpio for the last 2 days now. Mars is in Cancer. So there's a mutual reception here, right? We've got a moon-Mars mutual reception. Very good. I like that. I'll take that. And there's this kind of grand trine in water. So a lot of emotions right now. How are you guys been feeling? Let me know. Have you been feeling more sensitive than you averagely are? Are you picking up on the, be sure to let me know on that. How is it working out for you? All of this water currently right now, especially with the moon, in in Scorpio. But the sun is coming to the end of his journey of Pisces. He's at the last degree, 360 degrees of the zodiac, and the sun today is at the last degree. Bear in mind, there's a fixed star at that degree, and it's not a very nice one. It's called Shiat. Yeah, I know. I'm not saying the word that you think I'm saying. Yeah, that's the pronunciation, Shiat. And yeah, it's a bit, it's associated with floods and destruction, and you know, it's the last degree of Pisces, and that's where the sun is today, conjunct Neptune. People, stay away from any kind of alcohol or substances. Like, yeah, just leave it alone. Leave it alone. Put down the wine glass, people. Yeah, stay well away. Shout out to Sora. Shout out to Dominica. Shout out to Coco Brown. You've also joined me also on the Instagram as well. Too Cold for the Tropics. I love that name. Oh, really? Shout out to Dinah, my dear. How you doing? How you doing? I need to get back to you on the message. Yep, I saw your last message. Shout out to you all. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. Too Cold for the Tropics. What a name. I mean, you couldn't make this up if you tried, right? Yeah, I love it. I love it. Too Cold for the Tropics. Yeah, I agree with you. I'm with you on that one. Too Cold for the Tropics. Keep the questions. Keep them coming. Anyway, let's get back to the chart. So a lot of water, a lot of sensitivity, and the sun at the last degree of Pisces. So today we say goodbye to the Pisces season as the sun is getting ready to move into his sign of exaltation in Aries, where he begins his journey through the zodiac. Yes, yes, yes. We are all looking forward to that. However, it comes with a price. And what is the price? The price is we've got to go back because Mercury and Venus are retrograding and they're both going back into Pisces. It's like, oh God, what's happening here? So we're going to hit that kind of, okay, you know, it's like one step forward. Well, I could say one step forward, two steps back, but we could say two steps forward, one step back, perhaps. Either way, there's going to be a feeling of that. And that is something that's going to be necessary for us to do over the course of the next month, until April. And then I think from about mid-April, from the 13th, because Mercury is going to go direct after the first week in April, second week in April, Venus will go direct. And I think that's when we're going to start kicking in. That's when we're really going to start feeling the Aries energy. We will start feeling it from tomorrow when the sun moves in, but there is going to be a bit of like, okay, pull it back now, pull it back. We're going to get that. We're going to get a strong sense of that. So, so that's something to definitely, definitely bear in mind. A shout out to VLJ13. Is that how I pronounce it? VAJ13. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Just doing some astrology here. So Sun, Neptune right at the very end, and Neptune's also going to be moving into Aries this month. Yeah, this month. Yeah, we'll be looking at that, won't we? Of course we will. But what else is happening right now? So there's a lot of water, highly sensitive, highly emotional right about now, right? Okay, coolio, we'll take that. Are there any exact aspects right now? No, apart from the Sun Neptune. Now, Sun Neptune is a very dissolving kind of nature. That combination heightens up sensitivity. So throughout the course, this can be a great time to really be compassionate, be helpful, look to merge. It can be great for spiritual purposes, the yearning to wanting to connect with something greater than ourselves. You know, Neptune is that principle or that archetype, that vehicle which connects us with something wider, deeper, higher, and a sense of meaning perhaps also as well. So Sun, Neptune, although Sun, Neptune can also make things a bit foggy, a bit like lack of clarity kind of thing. That's something that I've been picking up on of recent, like people just not clear about things. And I think, of course, the Mercury retrograde perhaps doesn't help that. but there's something about not too sure what I want to do, where I want to go, how I want to do it, what I should be doing. There's like a mass confusion. With Sun conjunct Neptune right about now, this is a time where we perhaps need to kind of more kind of go with the flow. We need to open up. Sun Neptune is really about opening up. The purpose as to why Neptune breaks down or dissolves is so that we relinquish the ego. Now, the Sun is a planet, well, it's a star, but it's a planetary body, a celestial body, which somewhat symbolizes that central part of our ego, the part that we strongly identify with. So we've got the planet of identity, the planet of light and vitality coming in a conjunction with Neptune. And Neptune's going to be saying, listen, man, take everything off. Yeah, drop all these, this ego, these titles, this I am what I am. So the Sun conjunct Neptune is not about me. It's about we. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I think that is a poem. What the show is poem. And guess who wrote it? Muhammad Ali. Yes. Me, we. That's the poem. It's the shortest poem in history, I believe. Unless it's been broken since that time. But that is the shortest poem. Me, we. Written by Muhammad Ali. Yeah, he was a poet. Yeah. Could you believe it? Well, he had Neptune in his 10th house. So, yeah. But anyway. Getting back, this Sun conjunct Neptune is really sort of like making us merge, perhaps maybe wanting to connect on a wider level. So if it's something that you're feeling, welcome to the show, Turtle Wildflower. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. Thank you for being a part of it. This is what this is about. So we could highly sensitive over the course of the next few days. Hence why I'm saying, like, in terms of alcohol or, you know, certain stimulations, just be very mindful. And when I say that, I mean, even be careful of things like sugars. You know, that sugar is a drug. If you didn't know, sugar is a drug, people. That's why we're all hooked on it. Well, I say we're all hooked on it. I'm sure some of you are not hooked on it, but we all like a sweet, you know. Mainly alcohol, drugs, things of that nature, we have to be a bit more mindful of with a Sun Neptune conjunction. But it can be a very good time for healing ourselves emotionally, psychologically, physically, mentally, in every sense. It's a time where we can release, where we can let go. That is what Sun Neptune is about. Happy to be here, coming from Turtle Wildflower. Thank you very much. Very much appreciated. So that's the Sun Neptune. So yeah, put down the wine glass, people. I don't know how people in France and Italy and Greece, you know, the Mediterranean cultures, they love a drink, don't they? You know that, don't they? Love a nice glass of wine. So I don't know how they're going to be, functioning with that. I'm also noticing outside, I don't know what's happening there. I haven't actually looked over it, but outside there's some workmen. You probably can't hear it because I've got a very good noise cancellation mic. But they're banging away and the noise is irritating. Yeah, Mercury retrograde. I found that ever since Mercury, as I'm sitting here, I just keep going. The next door neighbor will start drilling. Somebody will start banging. There will be some loud noise. I'm like, please stop the nonsense. Yeah. Martina's saying, going bath tomorrow. Bath is really nice. Bath is really good. I go there. I make sure I go there at least once a year. Bath is really good. Good energy. One of the old Roman places here in the UK that the Romans conquered, that was one of their strong bases, hence the term Bath. A lot of spas there and stuff, all them old spas and stuff like that. Have a good time there. Safe journey, man. Bath is really, really cool place. And if anybody's listening, if you ever come to the UK, if you're outside of the UK, go to Bath. Bath is really good, especially in the summer. You love it. Real good place, good energy, real good energy. Great time for with the Sun Neptune, I guess, to purify. Although you're going tomorrow, the Sun's going to move into Aries tomorrow, but it'll still be somewhat conjunct Neptune. That's what that conjunction is about. So let's switch tomorrow and let's see. Voila, Sun moves into Aries on the 20th of March, 2025. The Sun ingresses into the sign of Aries, which is all about new beginnings, new initiation. It's the new beginning of the new journey, essentially speaking. Martina's letting me know she's going with gongs, gong baths. Not going to a gong bath with gongs. Gong? What are you going to bath or are you going to a gong bath, Martina? See, Mercury retrograde. See, can't get the message. Which one is it? Are you going to bath or you're going to a gong bath? Are you going to have a bath with gongs? Okay, gong bath tomorrow. Got you now. I've got you. Okay, I've got you. Gong bath. I think the Mercury got the best of me there. Mercury retrograde. You're going to a gong bath. You're not going to bath. I suppose it could be both. You could be going to bath to have a gong bath. But that's not the case. Do enjoy. Gong baths are really good, very effective, very powerful gong baths. I've been wanting to. I ain't got no. When I do move, that will be something that I will be buying in my apartment. A nice big gong. They are extremely, and I mean extremely, therapeutic. If anybody here has not experienced a gong bath, go and get one. They definitely take you there, that's for sure. The power of sound is magnificent, and that's one of them. Tomorrow the Sun moves into Aries, which for us in the Northern Hemisphere marks the spring equinox. The word equinox or equinox means equal day and night. Equinox, equal day and night. That's what the equinox essentially is about. So for us in the Northern Hemisphere, this is where we have a 12-hour day, 12-hour night. However, since the winter solstice, which is the 21st of December, so the last winter solstice we had, which represents the longest night and the shortest day, ever since that day, since the 21st of December, the days have becoming longer and longer and longer, and today marks the point where they are halfway through, where they're equally equinox, where we get the equal day and equal night, right? And then the day is going to continue to get longer and longer and longer until we come to the summer solstice on June the 21st, where we have the longest day and the shortest night. And then starting from that point, the days start to get shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. And then they come to the autumn equinox on September the 21st, when we have another equal day, equal night season, and then that takes us down as the days start to get shorter and shorter and shorter until we come to the next winter solstice again. Amazing how the celestial activities and phenomena and seasons really remind us of those cycles. So yeah, it's going to be a thing. Turtle Wildflower, I'm going to search for a gong bath now. I'm in Japan for a bit. Thanks for the recommendation. Listen, no problem. Turtle Wildflower, I'm telling you, gong baths are the business. I'm telling you. They're really truly magnificent. I've been to a few of them in my time, and I'd really like to have just a gong with just very soothing. I mean, very therapeutic. I don't know. Maybe there might be one in Japan where you are. Have a look. Maybe search and see. You never know. But if not, whenever you can get hold of one, I strongly recommend it. So tomorrow the sun begins his journey through the signs of the zodiac from 0 degrees Aries, the beginning of the zodiac. that's what that's about. And as he moves into Aries, he's gonna run into a retrograde Venus. So Venus is gonna be combust for a few days. She's already in Aries retrograde. Now she's gonna be combust right next to the sun. But what can we see happening here? So there's going to be an exact, so Venus Sun, there's going to be a Venus Sun Kazemi on the, no, that's not going to be, what the, it's going to, there's going to be on the 22nd of March, we're going to have Venus Kazemi, the sun. Kazemi is when planets move into the heart of the sun, where they're within 17 minutes away, distance away from the sun. So it's very, very close. So at some point later in the day, on the 22nd of March, late evening, UK time I'm giving here, we're going to have Venus Kazemi the sun. So she's going to be in the heart of the sun. This is a very auspicious time. Can be great for relationships, can be great for money matters, can be great for doing affirmations, rituals, prayers, mantras, whatever it is that you do. But it's a very auspicious time, and it's a great time to perhaps enhance or take advantage of that moment to enhance anything to do with money, relationships, and your emotional and your value well-being. So be mindful about that one. That's going to be on the 22nd of March, people, in a few days' time. Of course, we're going to have the Kazemi. What else is going to be happening here? We've still got Mars trining Saturn. It's a long trine, isn't it? But it's good. It's making us plow through things. It's making us do things. It's making us complete things. So that's really good. I'll say, yeah, let's take that one on board. Just want to open my door here. So that's going to be on the 22nd, where we're going to be having that. Then, like I said, the Mars Saturn, it's plowing through. It's allowing us to sort of like finish off maybe certain projects, get down into the nitty gritty of things. And that's becoming closer and closer because Mars is moving direct now. He's beginning to pick up a little bit of momentum. Then we're going to have Mercury. So this is going to be on the 24th. On the 24th of March, we're going to have Sun Mercury Kazemi. Mercury Sun. So Mercury is going to be Kazemi, the Sun, of course. And that's going to be on the 24th of March. So that's going to be something to watch out for. Another auspicious moment, can be good for trade, can be good for anything associated or connected with communication. So that will be on the 24th of March. So that will be something again to surely watch out for. So yeah, I'm just reading some of the texts here. Do forgive me, maybe because I was speaking about Mercury. Turtle Wildflower says, I'm going to search for a gong bath now in Japan. Okay, yeah, she said. Martina saying, I heard in Japan that there are gongs all over the place. Oh, well, there you go. Turtle Wildflower said, you guys have got a nice a conversation going there between Turtle Wildflower and Martina. Tattoo friendly. Oh, wow. Well, what's that all about? So 24th of are you asking, is it tattoo friendly, Martina? Oh, okay, so you're asking. So okay, I got you. Let me not get into the middle of your conversation. Anyhow, 24th of March, that's in about what, 5 days time, we're going to be having Mercury Cassimi the Sun, as Mercury is going retrograde as well. So what else is going to be happening in and around that time? Now, we're having a sextile with Saturn and Uranus, father and son. This can be quite good, right? Yeah. Saturn, Uranus. Saturn's all about structure, right? Uranus is all about renewal. Uranus is the room shaker, right? So yeah, I mean, this can be a good time or to seize. So Uranus Saturn, or Saturn Uranus in a sextile, can actually be quite beneficial. There can be something about restructuring our perhaps lines of work, our sense of duty, certain aspects of our ambitions. Saturn in sextile, and they seem to be there for quite some time. It's going to become exact shortly. Well, let's have a look about that. So yeah, that looks quite good. I do like that. We can take full advantage about that. So then the sun is plowing through. Then what else is going to be happening? Well, on the 27th of March, which will be next week Thursday, Venus is going to move back into Pisces, where she's exalted. She's going to move back into Pisces, and she's going to be conjunct Neptune in Pisces. Wow, wow, wow. That's going to be on the 27th of March. That looks quite interesting. And we're still having the Mars as he's tightening the gap between the trine of him trining Saturn. So we're still having the Mars-Saturn trine still going very, very strong, and even perfecting and becoming even more stronger. So coolio, we like that. So on the 27th of March, Venus moves back again into Pisces, where she's going to be exalted, but nevertheless, she's still going retrograde, letting us know, reminding us that, well, in conjunction with Pisces, in conjunction with Neptune in Pisces, it's all about going back over our values, our compassions, our love, our ultimate love. What, where are we seeking ultimate love? That is what that is going to be about. Yeah. So, that's going to be quite, I mean, it can be quite romantic, Venus Neptune. Can be very idealistic about love and romance too. So we've got to be careful about that. But yeah, that is a very interesting placement to watch out for. Shout out to Geraldine. Shout out to, is it Dylan Bocatria? Did I say it right? Do forgive me if I'm mispronouncing your names. Apologies. And I need to get to the chat here. Also here on YouTube, they're chatting away. Coco Brown said, so after replenishing the ego with Pisces, do we pick up again in Aries? Aren't Aries a little more about self? Yeah, they're more forward going, more driven. I mean, the sun is exalted in Aries. So yeah, you are correct there, Coco Brown 555. I think the relinquishing the ego in Pisces is, well, we could say elements of it are in Pisces, but I was more kind of speaking about the sun conjunct Neptune. That is more kind of relinquishing the ego, letting the ego go kind of thing. But in Pisces, I think it's really, yeah, about connecting with something wider, something greater. Sun in Aries is more kind of self-driven, self-focused, self-potency orientated. Coco Brown says, I was going to say sugar is my drug. Yeah, I think it's mine too as well. Michelle, Jackie's also saying mine too. You like sugar, really? Michelle is saying, the Me We poem, famously attributed to Muhammad Ali, is a two-word poem that encapsulated the idea of interconnectedness and the importance of both individual and collective identity. Yes, most certainly, Michelle. Totally agree. Yeah, Coco Brown said, I have to look into that. I've never experienced a gong bath. Oh, come on, you gotta have one, man. These gong baths are amazing. Seriously, they are amazing. Before I used to think, oh, really? Gong bath? Well, they're very, very therapeutic. I'm telling you. Shout out to Tiffany, all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. How you doing? Good morning to you. Hope you are well. Yeah, I've got to keep up with all these messages, man. It is what it is. Yeah, how you doing, Geraldine? How you doing? Long time. So Venus moves back into Pisces on the 27th of March. And then shortly after, Mr. Mercury's not going to be too far behind as well. Mercury moves back into Pisces on the 30th of March. Right? So that's going to be... So, however, let's get back to the big thing, right? What is going to be the big thing? Now, also on the 28th of March is where Saturn and Uranus really perfect their sextile. It's really going to be perfected there. We're going to have a perfected sextile between Saturn and Uranus. A real great time for reconstructing, for redoing, for re-energizing, for breaking down the old and bringing in the new. Saturn represents the old. Uranus represents the new. It's actually it's a way of merging both the old and the new. It's not so much maybe getting rid of the old, although there will be elements of that. But Saturn, sextile Uranus, is about getting the old and the new and merging them together. Yeah? Bringing the old and the new and creating something new out of that. Creating something, a new dynamic, a combination of old and new. Helping out each other. Saturn sextile Uranus is the old being integrated into the new, a new structure. The old structure being integrated into a new structure. It's very, very supportive, especially because it's a sextile. So they can really help out one another. So that's Saturn going to be perfecting his sextile to Uranus. And that will be on the 28th of March. And it's probably going to be there for a good week or two. So that can be quite good and quite, and Mars is picking up speed, trying to perfect that trine to Saturn. So we're still having the Mars-Saturn trine. It's a long one. But it's good. It's making us work. Then on the 29th of March, we have a new moon. We have a new moon solar eclipse in the sign of Aries. Now, I've been talking about this for a while. It's a partial eclipse. If my mind serves me correctly, I think it can be seen in Europe, but it's a partial eclipse. It's not a total one, but, you know, I think it's going over certain parts of Europe, if my mind serves me correctly. So we may be able to see it over here. But it's a solar eclipse, new moon eclipse. New moons are about new energy, planting new things, initiating new energy, and it's in the sign of Aries. I think this is a really potent one. People, you want to be going back. What was happening in your lives 18 months ago, right? What was happening in your lives 18 months ago? What was happening in your lives 9 months ago, 18 months ago, 18 and a half, 19 years ago, what was starting, what was ending for you? You're going to be getting echoes of this, but this is an opportunity to plant new seeds in your life. So we're having a new moon in Aries, a new moon solar eclipse in Aries, very potent. And I think it's quite interesting because the degree of where this eclipse is taking place on the 29th of March is at 9 degrees of Aries. That is the degree where pretty much where Venus stopped and started a retrograde, and also where Mercury stopped and started to go retrograde. He stopped at 9 degrees Aries. So there's something about that degree. It's a sensitive point, people. So if any of you have planets in your chart around 8, 9, 10, 11 degrees of the cardinal signs, hello. While I'm speaking about that, I just remember that I've got a planet there as well. So it's talking to me too. And whatever house also the eclipse is landing in your chart, you know, just pay very close attention to that and see what was happening. What happened 9 months ago? What happened 18 months ago? What happened 18 and a half years ago? Have a look into that. So 2006, I believe, right about this time, 2006, what was happening in your life? What was finishing? What was ending? What was starting? You know, those are the kind of things that you want to be, looking at or focusing on. Shout out to Trisha Williams. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. Thank you for being here. I quite like the conversation between Turtle Wildflower and Martina. You know, they're hooking up. See what this show does. Shout out to Shamim. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. So we've got this new moon eclipse, solar eclipse in on the 29th, right at the very end of the month. Again, new beginnings. But like I said, pretty much the day after, on the 30th, we have Mercury also moving back into Pisces, just as Venus has done a few days earlier. So they're retrograding again in Pisces. So this is why I'm saying, like, although we're going to be having this new moon eclipse in Aries, which marks a new beginning, a new start, and we are going to feel that new start, there is still a part of us that needs to go back and sort of like research and redo and reflect in terms of our relationships, in terms of our way of thinking, in terms of things that we need to learn, and we're still kind of going back. So this is why I'm saying this period, over the course of the next month, it's a time where we're having to take two steps forward, one step back. Or we could see it as one step forward, two steps back. Either way, there is something that is pulling us back. So you may experience a little bit of frustration, a little bit that you're going back over things again because of the retrograde effects. So do bear this in mind, people, over the course of the next month. Starting from the middle of April and next week's show, we will be having a glance into what April is looking like. We'll be looking at April, and let's see what the transits are looking for that beginning month of April. What it is can we expect? But definitely, I would say from the middle of April, from about the 13th, 14th, this is where we're going to start to really start to feel the intensity of that Aries energy, and then Venus and Mercury, of course, they're going to be plowing behind the sun, and they will eventually come back again into Aries and be moving forward, and we can start picking up that Aries energy. So we get a little burst of Aries energy with the eclipse, and then it's like, oh, okay, we're moving forward. Okay, we're going to go back, and then we're coming forward again. And that's essentially how it's going to be. So on and on the 30th of March, on the 30th of March, the planet Neptune, people, the planet Neptune is going to move into Aries. This is a planet that hasn't been there for 165 years, was the last time. Yep. And it's moving back there again. Now, this is going to be interesting. At the end of May, so it's not for now, but Saturn, and I'll be reporting about it, of course. Saturn is also going to be moving into Aries, and it's going to make a conjunction to Saturn, to Neptune. And a lot of people are talking about dissolve, because the last time we had Saturn-Neptune conjunction was during the time the Berlin Wall came down, right? So there's like a sort of like dissolving of something. So a lot of astrologers are attributing perhaps this having some kind of collapse in terms of the situation with Russia and Ukraine. Yeah, I still think Russia comes out on top with this one anyway. But I think that's going to be quite interesting. But the planet Neptune, the planet of, I don't want to say spirituality. I know Neptune is often associated with spirituality, but the planet of our ability to connect with something bigger and greater than ourselves is moving into the sign of Aries. So we're going to be seeing here, and I'm going to talk more about that next week in terms of the things that we can be experiencing and witnessing and things to look forward to of what Neptune in Aries is really going to be about, because there's going to be a real big shift. There's going to be a big shift in media. There's going to be a big shift in film. There's going to be a big shift in fashion. There's going to be a big shift in spirituality. There's going to be a big shift in the arts. Watch it. I'm telling you, I'll be talking about that more next week, about what it is that we could be looking forward to with this big planet, Neptune, you know, moving. All of the big planets, all of the outer planets, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, are all changing signs this year. Pluto's already made his change into Aquarius earlier in the year. Uranus is going to be moving into Gemini in a few months' time. Neptune is going to be entering Aries on the 30th of March. Stay close. You know, keep it right here at the Lunar Lounge. I'll give you the updates. And that will be on the 30th of March. And on the 31st, what are we having here? The gap between Mars and Saturn is tightening. That tightens. The moon will move into Taurus. We'll have an exalted moon on the 31st. Good way to end the month, I guess. But what else? Yeah, I think that is about it. I think I'm going to leave it there. That is the cosmic news and things to watch out for over the course of the next couple of weeks, coming towards the end of March. But the big one is the eclipse. We are in between two eclipses right now. It's the eclipse season. Yeah, people. And let's not forget as well that the new moon in Aries is also going to mark the ending of the holy month Ramadan for people of the Islamic faith. So I believe they will end probably the day after, which will be the 31st, they will start their celebrations of Eid, and it will be the ending of their fasting month. So yeah, it's all getting wrapped up, being prepared for new beginnings. Very appropriate. Yeah, I think that is about that. Shout out to Lamise, welcome to the show. Shout out to Mason all the way from New York. Yes, how you doing, Lamise? Hope you're well. Welcome to the show. Joined a bit late, but either way, we're here. So that is the cosmic news. Shout out to Sister Aura. Hey, how you doing? It's my solo return on Friday. Oh, sure it is. Well, tomorrow's Thursday, isn't it? Okay, so the sun moves into Aries tomorrow, but your solo return is on Friday. Happy solo return in advance. I've been going back for years. I want to go forward for once, says Sister Aura. Yeah, join the crew. I hope you are well. There is that going back because of the retrogrades, isn't it? I think we can't think. Lemise is letting me know all is good. Okay, great to hear that. Amy, thank you for sharing your knowledge with us today. Yeah, no problem. Thank you. It is what it is. So that is the news, the cosmic news, so to speak. What are we dealing with now? I believe it's that time of the week. It's competition time. Yeah. I ask a question. Somebody brings an answer. Winner gets £30. And I'm going to be... announcing the winner from last week. Let me just go into my email and bring out 6 people entered really quick, man. What's happening? Oh god, I tell you guys are this timing, man. I tell you. Amy, man, you're losing your spot. You're 2 minutes after midnight. What's going on here? 2 minutes after midnight. So, who is this? Ridro Ahmed. Okay. Ri? Is that how you pronounce your name? I don't know. Do let me know. Ri Ahmed. Okay. You came in first. Yvette. Wow. Well, Yvette came in second. Christian came in third. Banji or Joe came in fourth. This is the 1 minute past now, midnight now. And then Amy, you came in last also as well. But the first person who emailed in, Ri Ahmed, you actually got it. The question I asked last week was, what planet rules giraffes? What planet rules giraffe? Like a giraffe? Yeah. Quite interesting. Some of the event you said, wild guess, Saturn. She said Saturn. Christian said Jupiter. But is it because they're tall? Is that why you went with that? I can see that actually. Banjo Joe, you said the moon. But you just came in late. And Amy said the sun. Amy, you said giraffes, you said ruled by the sun, was thinking maybe the moon too, but final answer is the sun. So, it's more that you came in late with that one. Mr. Fried, is it Friedro Ahmed? Your answer came in first, and it was the correct one. The planet that rules giraffes is the moon. Is the moon, baby. The answer is the moon. Amy, you nearly got, and also Banji, you're correct. You just went first on the board. Ridro, I don't know if I pronounce it is correct. Ridro, you should have £30 coming over to you. Thank you very much. So, if you're listening for the first time, I ask a question. First person who inboxes me next week. The following week, next week, Wednesday at midnight UK time. So set your clock, set your timers. If you're outside of the UK, first person who inboxes me, the email address for those of you, especially listening to the recording, it's thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. For those of you watching me live right now, it's on the screen right there. There you see it. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. So that's the way it is. Lemise, how do we let what was this? How do we let the retrograde not affect us? Lemise is asking, how do we not there's no way of the retrogrades are actually telling us something. So it's not necessarily about it not. See, this is the thing about human, I think it's human nature. We try to avoid things. And this is where astrology plays a very crucial role and very helpful role. It's not about avoiding. It's about understanding and utilizing. You know, trying to say, how do we avoid a retrograde? Is a bit like saying, well, how do we avoid it? It needs to rain. We might not like it when it does rain, but it needs to. Well, so the retrogrades, we have to do, retrogrades are necessary because retrogrades are telling us that there is something which we haven't completed, something which we forgot. The retrogrades actually is trying to help us. Is the glass half full or is it half empty? Right, yeah, we run into mistakes. Yes, we get delays because we need to. There's something that we're meant to be recorrecting. So a retrograde actually is letting us know that there's something that we need to recorrect. It's giving us a chance to reset. The retrogrades are giving us a chance to reset, to realign, to reorganize, to research, to redo, to reconnect. It's all those things are what retrogrades are about. So simple. It's a little bit, I once heard a comedian, he said, I've got a way to get away with the law. And people were like, how? He goes, there's a super way how to get away with the law. Don't break it. The same goes for the retrograde. Comply. Work with the retrograde. And that's how you don't let the retrograde affect you, is by working with it. We experience the quote-unquote negative aspects of the retrogrades when we are not prepared to work with the retrograde. So, but if you work with it, absolutely fine. As a matter of fact, if you work with it, it's more to your advantage. So, that's how the best way how to work with retrogrades. Go back over things. It's like life is giving you a second chance. But for many of us, we just want to keep going. It's like driving a car. You can't just keep going. At some point, you have to stop at a light. At some point, you have to reverse and go, you know. Sister Aura is saying, my whole life is retrograde. I don't like it. I'm tired. So if things are repeating, it means that you're not learning the lesson. And that's the thing with retrogrades, or themes in life. If themes keep repeating, it's like there's something that we're perhaps not getting. And it may be something that we're having difficulty with. We're having difficulty with that thing, or it's not necessarily one of our strengths. But either way, it's something that we've got to just redo it and reanalyze it and relook at it and perhaps change it. It's also, depending on what it is, it's also a catalyst for change in our life. So yeah, that is essentially how it is. It's frustrating, of course, and we all have it. Nobody gets away with it. We all get affected somewhere. We all have an Achilles heel somewhere, meaning that we all have a weakness. So yeah. Back to competition time. Competition. I ask a question. First person who answers me next week, Wednesday, midnight. The question this week is, what planet rules rhubarbs? Do you know what rhubarb is? You ever had rhubarb crumble? Miss that. Miss those days. Back again to the sugar. yes. What planet rules rhubarb? Yeah. First person who inboxes me next weekend, 12 midnight. I said next weekend. Next Wednesday. Sorry. Next week, Wednesday, midnight, UK time, so Josh O'Clock's, will be the proud winner of £30. What planet rules rhubarb? And I did say, I'm speaking with a company, group, platform, looking to do some, there's going to be a big raffle, life-changing money, people, life-changing money. We're talking possibly even in the millions. But yeah, we're talking like 50,000. 100,000, and now you've got to be in it to win it. It's like a raffle, it's like a lottery. But might be a pound, might be 2 pounds, whatever, you know. Your numbers come up. Let's see if you're having that Jupiter transit or Uranus transit, or sometimes a Pluto transit can give you that life-changing money. I'll be keeping you up to date on that. Any other announcements? Courses before I go into the tarot card of the week. Yes, the Sacred Planets Academy is fully going. So tarot card, there's still a chance to sign up. So if you're interested, 1 week has gone. It's a 10-week course, likely going to add some more weeks on it, but it's a 10-week course, tarot card for beginners. It's already started. The second week is going to be this Saturday. If you still have a chance after this Saturday, then that's it. It's locked off. Do remember all my courses, any courses which is run by the Sacred Planets Academy, you have lifetime access to it. Astrology is there also as well. We've got three modules, foundation module, intermediate module, advanced module. Again, you have lifetime access for it. I'm also introducing another class during the week. So there's going to be three classes. So there's two on Tuesday, and I'm going to be starting from next week on Thursday. There's going to be one Thursday afternoon. So, yeah. So if you sign up, weekly classes, access to the recordings, reading material, test quizzes, all of that, it's all there. Bring your questions to the live club. Palmistry, don't know when the next date of that one is. Numerology has also started, but I will be doing another one also in the near future. Tarot for intermediate. Now, that was meant to be this Sunday coming, but it looks like it's going to be postponed again for about another week. I'm getting hit with this Mercury retrograde. So it's going to be the week after. So not this Sunday, people, the weekend after. So for those of you who've done my beginners in the tarot, you can get ready for the intermediate level. So much more deeper, much more wider, much more profound. We're going to be looking at all of that. So hit me up, sacredplanets@gmail.com, if you are interested. And I will be giving you the details. I'll send you the link or the details. I believe there's like a 20% discount also as well. Shout out to Fane, who's also joined. I believe you're in the south of France, right? Shout out to Busby. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. So those are the courses, astrology courses, tarot courses, all of that. Palmistry is going to be coming up, numerology again. So, yeah, it is what it is. What else did I want to say? I think that's about it on that one. I think we've come to that time of the week where it's the tarot card of the week, man. Let me take that down, and let's go to the tarot card of the week and bring the show to an end. So just going to shuffle the cards here and let's see what's it going to be. Let's go down beneath What do we got? We got the Ace of Swords. Very fitting for a new season of spring, since the Aries is coming in. Clear cut, man. Execute. I like it. Ace of Swords. It's about new way of thinking, new beginning. It's about cutting. So over the course of the next 7 days, and remember the sun is moving and beginning his journey in the sign of Aries tomorrow. We've got the spring equinox. Easter's not till next month this year, isn't it, right? Because it's the full moon, you know. This card is saying new way forward. I think this is really appropriate for the energy of the time. It's letting us know about new beginnings, new way of thinking, new ideas, implementing new ways. People, old ways of doing things do not open up new doors, right? If you're doing something and you haven't been getting results, you need to change it. You need to change your mindset. You need to change your approach. And only then, new things then begin. So let this be a week where you're experimenting, where you are doing new things and implementing new things into your life. That is what the Ace of Swords is about. It's about cutting anything which has been holding you back, which has been stifling you. All those feelings, emotions, rage, hate, let it go. Execute. New way forward. New way, new start is where your victory is. That is what the Ace of Swords essentially is about. So people, let's get with it. Great card, especially that we're coming into a whole new season. I believe I'm done. I am finished here. Thank you guys for joining me. Yvette, I didn't see that question. Funny enough, when you posed the question last week, I wrote in my notes the moon question mark. Oh, interesting. So why don't you say it? Oh dear. Yeah, it's the moon. Did you know that the giraffe is part of the cow family? Yeah, it belongs to the cow family. It's mad, isn't it? There is a similar, if you watch how the kind of graze and, you know, you can see, again, moon, cows, moon, right? Yeah, interesting. But yeah, giraffes are part of the cow, and that's why they're ruled by the moon. Beautiful animals, though. But yeah, it is what it is. Listen, I've come to the end of my show. I want to thank each and every single one of you. Shout out to Gabrielle, Busby, Fane, Lamies, Mason, Trisha Williams, Shamim, Geraldine, Martina, Turtle Wildflower, all of you. Pretty, Dinah, how you doing? All of you. F-Book Harry. Thank you, Yvette. Too many names to mention. Amy, Sister Aura, Faye, Angela, Coco Brown, Michelle, all of you guys. Want to thank each and every single one of you for keeping the show going. So thank you very much all. I'll be with you again, same place, same time next week. You know me. Giving you the people, okay. Stay blessed, stay safe. I will be with you. You've been tuning in, listening to the one and only Lunar Lounge with myself, Israel Ajozi. And on that note, I'd like to say thank you, have a great week, and I am out.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.